throne, we say, oh, be lifted above. Yeah. We are crowned and worship. Oh, be lifted. Oh, be lifted above. We are crowned. Oh, glorious God! Oh, glorious God! Yeah, we praise God. Yeah, we are crowned and worship. Oh, glorious God! Oh, glorious God! Oh, glorious God! The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit is here. Respect your life tonight. Respect your life this morning. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, glorious God!
Oh, glorious God!
We praise your name. We lay our crowns and worship you. Lord, this morning we bow before your sovereignty.
Amen.
We declare that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Amen.
We are grateful to you for your love and your mercies.
Amen.
In congregating us like this.
Amen.
We say, Lord, come speak to us your word.
Amen.
Line upon line, precept upon precept.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, direct us.
Amen.
Influence us by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
We thank you in Jesus' name. Everybody say a big amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Can you take a seat in God's presence? Today is a very special day. It's our International Sunday.
Amen.
Amen. And it's also the first wedding anniversary of Pastor Lady Ku and
Amen.
Minister Eden.
Yeah. Amen. Since you da, you have Pastor Lady Ku and in who can he, Mr. Duchum, Omware, yeah. Amen. Yeah, Afibako, and yeah. Amen.
Yeah. Don't worry. Some people don't last 2 weeks. I've seen some before. So you see, anytime God does something for us, let's not trivialize it. So it's a
common.
You have to always. I told the other time that you cannot say that your thank you is enough. You see, anytime I see any of you, I have to say thank you to God. Because you can easily vaporize away. Or anything very bad can happen to you and your life will depreciate totally. So when I see that you are walking around, you are dressed about, you are doing something, you know, you may not have the things, all the things you desire, but when we look at each other, we should say, Lord, thank you.
Amen. Ebia onya dia wo pe wi asin na na se ho a church me dinya me ase se waye bi. Amen.
So me I say thank you to God for them.
Ntimeka se nyankopon me da wase ma omo abrabo se o ma afi.
And today also we're going to have some guests from International Prison Chaplains Association, of which I'm a member by the grace of God.
International Prison Chapel. Amen.
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 So we want to get into the Word of God together.
Amen.
Father, anoint my lips as I pray, preach that we'll be blessed mightily in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Anyway, my parents-in-law are also here. Mommy's parents. Yeah. Professor Phillips. And the lovely wife, Mrs. Berry Phillips,
Amen.
Are here. Amen.
Yeah,
thank
Mr.
you.
Mrs.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, God is an artist. When you see an artist painting, they don't just paint with only one color. They paint usually with different colors and different designs. And their product comes out very beautifully. God said, let us make man in our own image and likeness. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And you'd have thought that God would have created all men to be white. But he created some to be yellow. Some to be black. Different shades of black, different shades of white, different shades of yellow. And even the way our figures look like are very different. But when you mix up all of us, we make a beautiful world.
Amen.
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 Yes. And that's why this morning we are here representing the different nations of the world.
Amen.
And God as a father always wanted his children to be together and to love him, and he also loved him. But we find out from Genesis chapter 3 verse 1 to 6 that man rebelled against God's word. When the serpent entered into the garden and started speaking, they listened to him instead of God's word, and so they were repelled out of the garden of
Eden.
Anytime you have something foreign to the word of God speaking to you, it will drive you away from God. But you see, anything that you create, you love it. And most importantly, after God, he just didn't create just anything. He created us in his image and likeness. And because of that, when man fell off, he had to find a way to come and save us and redeem us. So the Bible says, in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, that Jesus said concerning himself that the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. When you are there and all of a sudden your item gets missing, you look for it. So when man got missing from God's presence, God had to look for him. So realize that God was actually had to grapple with the sin nature of man. And that is why he had to send his son Jesus to die on the cross for us. To pay for the penalty of our sins. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible says that as many as received him, John 1:12, he gives them the power to become the children of God. And in Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 10, how are you able to receive him? Bible says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart we believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So you have to accept, you see, for you to be held, you have to accept your state. So you must accept the fact that you are a sinner, you cannot save yourself. And then you accept the saving grace of our Lord by asking Jesus to come into your heart to be your Lord and your Savior. And that's why John 3:16, a very popular scripture, for God so loved the world. He loved Ethiopians. He loved Nigerians. Amen. He loved the Togolese. Amen. He loved the Chinese. Amen. He loved the Americans. Amen. He loved the British. Amen. He loved the Dutch. Amen. He loved the Ghanaians. Amen. He loved the French. Amen. He loved the Papua New Guineans.
Amen.
He loved the New Zealanders. He Amen. Loved the Canadians.
Amen.
He loved the Gambians. Amen. He so loved the people in the world that Amen. He gave his only begotten son, that Amen. Whosoever in this world will receive him, he will give them the power
Amen.
To become the children of God.
Amen. O si ye nyankopon si obibia obefa Jesus Christ se anam si nyankopon do wiase nto so ma Jesus man be je yankwa no bibia obedon no emfa ho ekura ofi so emfa ho busua odom emfa ho okaila ana obobie.
So the devil, when we sinned, we came under his influence, and so we came under a family of sin.
Amen. And I'm saying,
And God wanted to create a family of righteousness. So in Matthew 16:18, when Jesus came, he said that he came, and then he said that I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen. Yes, Christ, by our soul, best now. Sorry, now, upon some into me and Kuntia. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the building is church. The church means the called out ones, those who accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and they are called out of darkness into his glorious light. They are the ones he's going to assemble together to form a beautiful family. Hallelujah.
Amen. Sorry, your mom for Jesus Christ, so we're here.
Amen. So as we are here, we are a church, a beautiful family of God.
Amen.
But you see, Jesus said, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, when he talks about, you see, every building is a fight. Anytime you are trying to build anything, then you must know that you are engaged in a fight. To build a relationship is a fight. To build a marriage is a fight. To try to give birth, it's a fight. You go through a fight. When you are building a business, it's a fight. Anytime you hear the word build, it's a fight. The moment you try to build, you buy a piece of land, especially in Accra area. The moment you get onto the land, you see somebody to step there. You have to fight a little.
Amen. This church we are on here, we are fought.
When we're trying to build the walls of this church, somebody brought a gun. To come and face us.
So near BDC.
They took us to the police station.
They took us
to the traditional council.
One
day at a point in time, that even our land documents was not being found at, you know, lands commission, because they sometimes call something too free. Sometimes they pull your document, you go and see someone, they pull your document and the person puts all kinds of things.
Yeah.
So one day, when I realized that they can't find that document, I had to go into some bushes at Kodiabe, in the eastern region, to go and fast and pray that God himself will intervene.
Amen.
And by the time I was done and I came back, thinking that we're going to start the process, they said they have found the paper.
Amen.
It's a
power.
It's a fight.
Amen. Okoye ekotwe nyame anim nemna obae no yakopon ema omuhuye. Amen.
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 So as we are trying to build it, Jesus said, I will build my church.
Yes,
so
this man, sorry.
And the gate of hell will not prevail against. It means that when you are trying to build the church, you must know that you have a number one enemy. So the church is not a social club. The opposition the church goes through is different from Accra House of Folk, or Kumasi Asante Kotoko, or Chelsea Club, or Bronga Half of Fekuo. It undergoes the gates of hell, hell itself. The forces of darkness rise up. So anytime anybody says, I want to do the work of God, know that for forces of darkness will rise against you.
Amen. So we'll be our best to see a sorry no. We'll say, no more people echo Tiano, and yet in its radio.
No wonder you see that anytime you are doing the work of God, you will see people who hate the church. There are people who are haters of pastors. They have never seen you before. You've never talked with them before, but they don't like you. And it's not because the pastor is a bad person. Sometimes you yourself cry, you'll be there, and all of a sudden you are feeling something funny towards your pastor, and not that he has had an encounter with you, or you even just heard something, and you see that he's done you good, but he heard something about, and all of a sudden some dislike is beginning to well within you. You must know that it's the gate of hell, it's the devil that is using you with unknowingly to try to fight the building of the church.
Amen.
Sometimes you want to go to church, you get up and you say, I don't feel like going to church.
You have
a witness here. Oh, it happens to all of us. Yes. It happens to all of us. Sometimes it's a challenge. God understands. I'm tired. Building the church, when it's time to give an offering, you look at it. You look at your friend. You hand your friend ask you for some money, and you are giving 50 CDs. You are scratching your head. But when you come to church and say, give an offering unto God, when you are giving 10 CDs, you think you are pulling hair out of your nose.
Amen.
As for God, he deserves a small note, but as for your friends, he deserves a better note.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Are you here with me? Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 9, Paul said that Jesus said, we are laborers together with God. We are God's husband. We are God's building. It means that we are building together with God. Says someone, we are building together with God. So when it comes to the church, it's not only Jesus who is building it. He's building it with us. When you have plans to build a house, you would always engage an architect. Who
would
design the building with a structural engineer.
Amen.
Don't let only an architect design your building. You must involve a structural engineer. The architect will have a general design, but the structural engineer is the one who will determine, you know, the size of pillars where it should be placed and code to hold the building. Other than that, your building will cave in. An architect will design something very nice, but the thing will come down.
Amen.
So you need a structural engineer. Pay him.
Amen.
And let him show you where to put columns and things like that. Amen.
Amen.
Good.
Enye dia obel draw dine nko na chon send ma structure engineer no chere o se e bia pila we ya o be si anmo no ne kese ne chese yesse anan ne kitu mu send se na chese ye. Amen.
And then we need masons, we need carpenters, electricians, and all kinds of people.
Rich for me boa ama dan yet me si.
So you realize that there are many people that are involved in building God's house.
To share,
I mean, building a general building.
If you anka say yes no say on your be bra mu si dan your carpenter for wo mason for wo.
So in building God's house also, God doesn't engage just only a few people or some pastors. He is engaging everybody, everyone. We are all priests. Bible says we are all priests and kings unto God. Revelations 5:12. Amen.
That's
what I'm a priest of God. Revelation 5:12. So I'm a priest.
So yeah, also for
and a priest is somebody who works in the house of God.
So for you, be your demon, I'm afraid.
No, Revelation 1:5-6. Sorry, Revelation 1:5-6. Revelation 1:5-6. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. Verse 6. Let's read together. And has made us what? Kings and priests unto God.
And
his father. Amen.
Amen.
So what are you? You are a king and you're a priest. And in Ecclesiastes, it says, where the word of a king is, there is power. So tell somebody, I am a co-laborer with the Lord. So God wants us to build his house together. I mean, and how do we build it? We must build it spiritually. Through the preaching of the gospel. That's why in Mark 16, 15 onwards, it says that go into all the world and preach. Eh? Preach the gospel to every creature. And then when we have preached the gospel, we have to make sure that we assemble them together and teach them.
So in Matthew 19, Matthew 28:19-20,
he said, go and teach all nations. How do you teach people? You gather them to teach them.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So, and when you gather people, you must gather them into a place or into a building. So it means that God is expecting us that we build buildings unto him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the first time that God wanted a certain kind of building for him to be with his people was in Genesis chapter 6, from verse 5-9, we saw that God saw that when he had created man, the whole world had corrupted itself. And God wanted to destroy the earth.
Amen. I said, I'm saying, I'm going to say, we are saying, Amen.
So, Bible says that God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth.
And
every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually.
And Bible
says it even repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth.
It's a
very serious thing. Sometimes you see you regret that. You help somebody. You regret that you did something. Are you getting me?
Yeah,
and that's how God was feeling that the way man was behaving, he had regretted. Sometimes, even there are some parents, they say, I regret that I gave birth to you. May your parents ever regret having given birth to you.
Amen.
Eh?
Amen.
May your friend never regret having become your friend.
Amen.
May your pastor never regret that you have been his congregation members.
Amen.
To create pain. No. It's not a good thing. So the verse 7, the Bible says that, but, so God wanted to destroy the earth. So he said, God said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth.
And
I'll destroy even both man and beast.
The
fowls of the air. It repented me that I have made them. It means that what was going on, it had created real pain in the heart of God. But the Bible says, but Noah found grace. May you find grace.
Amen.
I said, may you find grace.
Amen.
When somebody wants to butcher everybody, when they come to you, may you find grace.
Amen. So people say, save
you write exams and they are failing everybody, you may you find grace.
Amen. So what's wrong? So you're not.
In your village, when they say nobody can build, after you, may you find grace to build.
Amen.
When people are disqualified from gaining something good, after you, may you find grace.
Amen.
And because he found grace, God told him that he should build an ark. And he gave him the specifications. And at the time he told him to do it, there was no sign of any rain. You see, we live by faith. And as he obeyed God, God told him to put animals 2x2 into the ark.
And put his
children into the ark and the wife and their wives. And they obeyed him. It is good to learn to obey your father. If these were disobedient kids, they would have said, but why are we getting to the ark? We can see sun is around. There's this thing. We can see apples. We can see this fruit. Why don't we enjoy? But, you see, they obeyed their father and entered the ark.
Amen.
And after the moment they entered the ark, it started raining.
Amen.
And Bible said water gushed from
the ground,
the ground.
Amen.
And from the heavens and killed everybody.
Amen.
Killed everybody. Eh? So Methuselah means when I die, it shall come to pass.
Amen.
That was before that time. Eh? It came to pass. Everybody was killed. But those in the ark,
amen,
they were saved. The
amen
ark symbolizes the house of God.
Amen.
So those who get into the house of God,
amen,
they shall be saved.
Amen.
From the floods of life.
Amen.
From the attack. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Yes, it killed everybody.
Amen. Or say, oh yeah, Colombia, so tell O Papa Asem. Or say, no, say Noah, humanity and Asem went in. No, Muslim young Quadia. Now, come for my son, it's only if you're soon, if he as I see. Now, as a good work as any sooner, and the whole man, your main in him, so to be bringing a mifia.
I remember that in the building, God didn't build the ark. He made them to build the ark. He
said,
go and cut gopher wood.
So
Noah and his family were the ones who built
the ark.
They provided something. So what you are providing to build the house of God will save you. In Exodus chapter 25, verse 1 to 8. Exodus 25, 1 to 8. We are traveling. We're taking a journey. That's what we're taking a journey. Yeah. In Exodus 25, he says that the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, now the Lord will always speak to a leader. Can I have an amen?
Yeah.
When you go to a house and you want to relay information, it is to the father of the house or the leader. You don't talk to the children.
So if you be not
there, out of place.
In some more quiet, only command Papa Ophio and Mammy Ophio, Pinio Ophio, and Edmano, and Colano.
Amen.
Amen.
So God spoke to Moses.
And
then he said, speak to the children of Israel.
So catch Israel for.
So you see, it is God who wants them to do something, but he spoke to Moses and said, speak to them.
So when
the Lord builds his church, in the church, he puts leadership. He will put a pastor. A pastor means an overseer. And he will speak to you through the overseer.
Amen.
And
So
he says, speak to the children of Israel that they bring me an offering.
Of every
man that gives it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering.
So it means
that the offering must be given willingly.
Now
listen to me carefully. Tell your friend, listen to him. Tap somebody and say, listen to him.
Pinch
a person and say, listen to him. Say, listen to what God is saying. Listen. When a father is there, he doesn't really need anything from his baby child. Is that right?
Amen.
Fathers don't need anything from their children. His children will need it. But sometimes the father will tell you, do this, do this, do this, do that.
The
Bible says that a cattle on 1,000 hills belong to God. So God actually doesn't need anything. You are too little and too nothing for God to need anything from you. Have you realized that many important things have come to, they've come to live on earth and they have gone, and God is still God.
Amen. But
it is a great privilege for you to, for God to say, do this for me. And it is for your own good. Amen.
Amen.
So God said, tell the people of Israel, everybody bring me an offering. Verse number 3. And he said, and this is the offering which you shall take of them. So God now was specifying the offerings. Gold and silver and brass. Blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair.
Amen.
Ram skins dyed red and badger skins and shittim wood. Oil for the light, spices for anointing oil and for sweet incense. Onyx stones and stones to be set in the ephod and in the breastplate. And what is the purpose for all this? Say, and let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. So Amen. It means that God wanted to dwell among his people. So he said that create the environment.
Amen.
And when you create the environment, I will come and stay with you.
Amen. Amen.
So it means that when God tells us to build him a place, it is for our good that we are caught in the presence of God. That is why, in fact, every time that you are worshiping God, you are creating an atmosphere for God's presence.
Amen.
God is everywhere. But there's something called the manifest presence of God, where God will manifest himself.
Amen.
Are you here with me?
Amen.
Yeah. Your father can be in the house, but you may not feel him. Amen. But there is something that will draw him out to where you are. Amen. That you have his manifest presence. That he will speak and he will show his powers by giving...
Amen. 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 Amen.
Then in Exodus 36, 4 to 6, I want to ask to take our time and so we can understand scripture.
Say
and so the Bible says that. Start from verse number 1 so you can understand it better. God then chose some master craftsmen, New King James or NLT. God chose some master craftsmen, is that right? Who were to design the building. So God chose Bezalel and Aholiab. So he said about Bezalel and Aholiab and every gifted artisan in whom the Lord has put wisdom and understanding to know how to do all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary shall do according to all the Lord has commanded. Continue. Then Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab and every gifted artisan in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom everyone whose heart was stirred to come and do the work. And they received from Moses all the offering. You see, in Exodus 25, it says they should bring an offering. And here they received from Moses who? Moses was the one who spoke to them. So they brought the offering to Moses. And they received from Moses all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of making the sanctuary. And so they continued bringing to him free will offerings every morning.
Amen.
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 They just didn't give one. They kept giving.
Amen.
To the extent that verse number 4, this is what I want to get to. All the craftsmen who were doing all the work of the sanctuary came, each from the work he was doing. And then verse 5, and they spoke to Moses, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded us to do. Verse 6, so Moses gave a commandment and caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman do any more work for the offering of the sanctuary. And the people were restrained from bringing. Verse 7, for the material they had was sufficient for all the work to be done.
Amen.
Indeed, too much.
Amen.
The people brought, may God give you too much.
Amen.
When it is time for you to build, may God give you more time, too much, more tiles than you ever needed, so that you give some tiles to others.
Amen.
More blocks than enough.
Amen.
More electrical items than enough.
Amen.
More air conditioners.
Amen.
Maybe your house would have needed 10 air conditioners or 13 air conditioners. May people come and donate you 30 air conditioners.
Amen.
So that you will give to others.
Amen.
Oh, your amen is weak.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May God give you. You see, what's the bishop? He said, last year somebody, one of his days of his birthday, somebody, they gave him about 65 cars.
Amen.
What is he going to do with them? He received more than people say, oh, Bishop is celebrating his birthday. We have to go and bless him. And more than enough. So 65, he distributed it among his pastors and workers.
Amen.
More than enough. Because he doesn't need that. Somebody gave a certain man of God, NHL, 365 pair of shoes.
Amen.
He has his own shoe, a shoe for each day of the year. More than enough. May Amen. God give you more than
enough.
You don't know how to take blessings. You don't know.
Amen.
More than you can carry.
Amen.
I said more than you can carry.
Amen.
More than enough.
Amen.
When they look at your grades, they say you overqualify.
Amen.
You qualify too much.
Amen.
You don't need an interview.
Amen.
They look at you and say, no, more than enough.
Amen.
Some of you, when you're going to marry someone, the moment your father-in-law sees you, you say, like, I like you too much.
Amen.
Your mother-in-law say, I like you. You are my daughter. From now, Amen. I am even giving my property to you.
Amen.
More than enough.
Amen.
May your husband give you love more than enough.
Amen.
Your children more than enough.
Amen.
Let your boss like you more than enough.
Amen.
You are worth 2,000 cedis, but may your boss give you 10,000 cedis.
Amen.
More than enough.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
You didn't hear myself. More than enough blessing is coming to you.
Amen.
You that you didn't qualify, God will let you qualify.
Amen.
I see more than enough blessing coming.
Amen.
More than enough blessing coming.
Amen.
More than enough blessing coming.
Amen.
And it comes from the heart. The people get from their heart. They Amen. Get from their heart. May people come and look for you and say, brother, I've got some dollars for you. Some $2,000 for you.
$2,000.
Another person comes and says, I want to give you this.
Can I have
an amen?
Amen.
More than enough.
Amen. So, mom, bro, I did not just yes, so. Amen.
Yeah. One day somebody came to me and said, I want to see you. And they came and they brought an envelope.
The envelope of Breno.
And I prayed for the child, and God had done some blessed miracle or whatever. And when I opened the thing,
so be it, sir, envelope.
£
Hey, £
Hey.
English, sika, pounds.
I was counting the money, and I was counting because I thought maybe if anything, usually someone will give you some £100 or £200 or £500. I kept counting and counting, and so I thought the person had made a mistake. So I called the person and I said, "This is the envelope you gave to me." And he said, "Yes." I've been traveling to England. Nobody has ever given me anything like that.
So be a man,
not
be
even
a
the whole church has given me anything like
yeah,
that.
Sorry, poor man,
you see, when God wants to bless you and change your life, eh, he can touch anybody's heart for the person to come to you. Oh!
Hey!
I thought the person had made a mistake, so I called the person and said,
so why mistake?
Yeah, I think you have given me an envelope. I'm not too, I'm confused. I don't know, you know, maybe you something that you have to give it to somebody, you have to pay for something, and you have to exchange it. You see, sometimes you have to be real with people.
Amen.
Maybe genuinely they've made a mistake.
Amen.
You have to learn to be, have a sense of integrity.
Amen.
So I, out of my sense of integrity, I said, Madam, this is what you have given to me. He said, don't worry, it is meant for you.
Amen.
Oh. For the material they had was sufficient for all the work to be done. Indeed, too much. I see God. There are too much God.
Amen.
Giving you too much.
Amen.
And some of you, you don't like. I'm coming here. There are too much God.
Amen.
Will bring you too much. Receive that too much.
Amen.
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 Too much grace.
Amen.
Receive that too much.
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 Amen.
Let it happen in your life. Too much, too much. Receive that too much. Let
Amen.
It happen. Too much. Receive too
Amen.
Much. Receive too much. Too much oil.
Amen.
Too much favor.
Amen.
Let your husband like
Amen.
You. Let your business partners like you.
Amen.
Let the grace of God
Amen.
Come upon you. Too much.
Amen.
Receive that too much.
Amen.
Receive that too much.
Amen.
Too much. Too
Amen.
Much. Too much.
Amen.
Too much. Receive. Receive, receive,
Amen.
Receive too much,
Amen.
Receive too much,
Amen.
Receive too much,
Amen.
Receive too much,
Amen.
Take it, Auntie Rose, receive
Amen.
Too much, Roma, receive too much,
Amen, Amen,
that's it, leave him,
Amen,
it's too much,
Amen,
take it, too much,
Amen.
Too much, too much,
Amen,
I see too much, listen, there's a strong anointing here,
don't Amen, you, don't,
too much,
Amen,
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 too much,
Amen,
last, Thursday, I went to do somebody's to receive too much.
Amen.
Take it, too much.
Amen.
It's the oil of God. Take it.
Amen.
Oh yeah, God give you too much.
Amen.
Too much. More than you can carry.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Bro, I didn't see so. Amen.
Last Thursday,
yeah,
I was invited by somebody.
A bit on suffering.
To go and do something for him.
So maybe the man of
what was it? When this man was going to get married, I led the delegation to go to the lady's hometown to go for the marriage. Traditional marriage. Then they gave birth 27 years ago, they gave birth to twins.
27 years.
A boy and a girl. That's my first twins. They called me to come in outdoor and dedicate their children. And I spoke about them. And after 27 years, when they're getting married, the father said, our daughter says, you are the one you want to come and bless
her.
And I prayed some prayers. The groom said to me right after I said, he said, the thing I have been desiring in our marriage is what you spoke over.
The father said
to me, the prayers you prayed when they were babies, when you were adoring them, it has happened in their lives. They've gone to universities. They have their own businesses. I mean, the guys are thriving. It's amazing. So after prayer, the MC said, the anointing here is too much. So all the singles should come forward to be prayed for.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So
as I'm speaking that too much and some are coming forward, it's not like they are, we're having entertainment. We are doing something very spiritual.
I mean, that's how I got married.
I went for a wedding ceremony.
And the preacher
said, all of you are not married and go after, go and just shake the hand of the couple. And I want to shake the hand of the couple. Little did I even know that the bride was mommy's classmate. It was after, before I got to know. And after shaking the hand, God removed the scales off my eyes. And I was able to see my wife. She was around me, but I never saw her. God will open your eyes and you will see too much and you receive.
Amen. Amen.
Am I blessing somebody here?
I'm sure we are not paying.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 1 to 9, 14 to 16, David, it got to a time that David also wanted to build for God. In the chapter 28, you see that when David wanted to build for God, God said, you have shed too much blood, so you are not the one to build, but your son will build.
But David
was a good man. You see, there are people, when it is not them who are the leaders or who are doing the thing, they won't give the support. But after David, even though he was not the one designated to build, he decided to give his supply for the building.
Amen.
So David said, my son Solomon, whom alone God has chosen, is young and inexperienced, and the work is great, because the temple is not for man, but for the Lord. So this church is not for man, it's for the Lord. He only chooses a leader. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
And now Bible says that, can you break the scripture down a little, if you can, it's possible to, you know, segment it so that it will become bigger for them to read.
Amen.
He said, David said, for the house of my God, I have prepared with all my might. After what? Prepared with all my might, gold for things to be made of gold, and silver for the things of silver, bronze for the things of bronze, iron for the things of iron. That means that whatever, if they needed something for gold, he provided for the gold.
Amen.
If it was silver, he provided.
Amen.
Not about amen.
Amen.
And the verse 3, everybody read it. Moreover, because I have set my affection on the house of my God, I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house, my own special treasure of gold and silver. Because I've got what? I have set my affection on the house of my God. When you set your affection on something, your investment goes there.
Amen.
Some of you, and then you like phones, you are phone addicts.
Move your home, you pay telephone, you pay pan.
So any new phone that comes, you are there.
It is a phone for be bar.
You buy
phone,
it. Some of you too, you like clothing. Your wardrobe is filled with things that you don't need. But anytime you see, once you see the thing, you will buy.
But as
for David, he has set his affection on the house of God.
And
he gave special offerings unto God. May you give special offering unto God.
Verse
4.
Amen.
The Bible says that he gave 3,000 talents of gold.
Of the
gold of Ophir and 7,000 talents of refined silver to Amen. Overlay the walls of the houses. Wow.
Amen.
And gold for the things of gold, silver for the things of silver.
Amen.
And for all kinds of work to be done by the hands of craftsmen. Who then is willing to consecrate himself this day to the Lord? Verse 6. Then the leaders of the fathers' houses, leaders of the tribes of the Israel, the captains of thousands and of hundreds, with the officers over the king's work, offered willingly. It means that the leaders, the cell leaders, the other pastors, area, zonal shepherds, are you getting me? All these people, do it in New Living Translation. I think it comes out better.
David, Eden, Ebuna, Ebuana, Efie.
He said that the family leaders, the leaders of the tribes of Israel, the generals and the captains of the army, and the king's administrative officers, all gave willingly. All gave what?
Willingly.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Can you put? Let Reverend sit here for me. Are there a couple? There a couple. Okay, that's it.
Okay.
Amen. Yes.
Amen.
And let Doc sit here. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
No, let Doc sit. Let her come and sit by. Yeah. And let their daughter sit there. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You're welcome.
Amen.
Amen. Give them a hand.
Amen. Bonsim, 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 bonsim.
Wow.
Amen.
It's such a blessing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, the Bible says they gave willingly. Verse 7. For the construction of the temple of God, they gave about 188 tons of gold.
Amen.
10,000 gold coins.
Amen.
3,775 tons of silver. Amen. 675 tons of bronze. And 3,750 tons of iron. Shall it? They also contributed numerous precious stones which were deposited in the treasury of the house of the Lord under the care of Jehiel, a descendant of Gershon.
Wow.
And the people rejoiced over the offerings, for they had what? Given freely and wholeheartedly to the Lord, and King David was filled with joy.
Amen.
Amen. You see, you don't know why Israel is so blessed.
Israel
is a very small nation, surrounded by many enemies.
Amen.
And yet, people are not able to overcome them.
Amen.
Look at there and the people. People are shouting all around the world, but nobody, look at there. You may not understand whatever it is. Not that we like somebody being butchered or whatever, but the truth is that you cannot overcome them.
Amen.
Anytime Israel had been overcome was when they sinned against God.
Amen.
Read scriptures.
Israel
take time and read the book of Judges. You see that Joshua, Judges, Israel always cried in defeat when they disobeyed God and they went after other idols. But the moment they started crying to God and they made decision to follow God, God always helped them.
Amen.
They are the chosen of God. And we are the spiritual Israel.
Amen.
And every time that we cry unto our God,
amen,
even in our pain and in our shame and in our sin, and we repent in our hearts,
amen,
God comes through. And this morning, God is coming through for you again.
Amen.
God is coming to change something about your life.
Amen.
Amazing grace is coming to you.
Amen.
Because you have decided to be a builder of his house.
Amen.
And because you are building his house, God will build for you a sure house.
Amen.
Sure family.
Amen.
Sure business.
Amen.
Sure education.
Amen.
I see God changing things in your life.
Amen.
And causing his grace to abound upon you.
Amen.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord.
Bon sim, sing a me any I'm saying, David, Edina, the good year, a boy, a mere man, a man, in Pinion Formula, a cocoon, no bianso in a cummum, a dear good year, a boy, a mere ejuma. Disobey you, a cummum, a boy, a mere man, a coupon money in Shana, I can see a wall. So, amen.
Let's look at two quick scriptures and we are done. In Nehemiah chapter 2, verse number 17 to 20. The walls of Jerusalem were broken down. He said, you know very well that what trouble we are in. Jerusalem lies in ruins. Its gates have been destroyed by fire. Let's rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. Amen. And Jerusalem represents the house of God. And amen. End this disgrace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I told them about how the gracious hand of God had been on me and about my conversation with the king. They replied at once, yes, let's rebuild the wall.
Amen.
So they began to rebuild the walls.
Amen.
They do the good work. But when Sambalat, Tobiah, and Geshem and the Arab heard our plan, they scoffed contemptuously. What are you doing? Are you rebelling against the king? You see, anytime you are trying to build for God, people will laugh at you.
Amen.
They will discourage you.
Yes.
I hear with me.
Amen.
They will discourage you. You won't go and look for something better. I remember when I was at the university. I would Sunday, every Sunday, I preach not less than 3 times. I preach on the university campus. Early morning, I go to town and go and preach, and then get back on campus and go and preach. I will preach Friday evening. I preach Saturday morning. I preach Saturday. Oh, I was preaching.
Amen.
And then one girl said, In our time, we used to do what we call FU, first university exam. It's different from these your days where you do continuous assessment and things. That one, the moment you fail, you have failed. You are going home. And the exams is called Bubra. And when you fail, it's a very fearful exams. And our time, it was only 3 universities. So if you fail, where are you going to? It's not like today that Wisconsin is there, this university is there, this one is there. No. It's only 3. And only a few people are in there. And so when you fail, everybody will know that you have failed. Amen.
Amen.
And now I remember one girl coming to me and said, she was my senior. She said, did you come to school to learn or to preach? And I said, both.
I remember very well.
And by the grace of God, I have been doing both. By God's grace, God helped me. So when you are trying to build, then people will try to stop you. Is the church yours? You are carrying the church. Don't you have a house to stay in every day you are in church? The church is a house of the believer. You must be happy. The psalmist, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the... Listen to me. The Bible says the house of Stephanas, they were addicted to the work of God. Addicted. So we say addiction. Addiction is something you cannot do without. There are people that without cigarette. I had a convert. And the convert told me that every day he cannot go to toilet without smoking. And he cannot eat. He can't eat when he hasn't taken in hard liquor, akpateshi. The food would be like water in his mouth. He cannot swallow it. He was addicted to cigarettes. Amen. He was addicted to hard liquor. Are you here with me?
Amen.
He couldn't do without it. And there are people who are addicted to, like every week they must change girls.
Amen.
Or change boys.
Amen.
Addicted to lying. Amen. Addicted to everything. And you too, you must become addicted to the things of God.
Amen.
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 Addicted to prayer.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yesterday, we were having some lunch. And then they said, are you coming to you? I said, no, I'm not. I have to pray and finish my prayer, everything, and take my bath. No Bible, no breakfast.
Amen.
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 Today, some of you, the moment you wake up, knowing who be chatty, where is the your kogari? Where is the rice? Where is the salad?
And we were here.
Your stomach worries you too much.
Well,
when we wake up, no Bible, no breakfast, no bathing, no breakfast. You must have your quiet time, and after that, you must take your bath before you go and eat.
Amen.
Addiction. You must become addicted to the work of God.
Amen.
You must be addicted to the house of God.
Amen.
This thing that I'm doing, anybody who has known me from my university days will know. They will always say, even my secondary school days, they said, no wonder you have become a pastor. We knew you would become this. Addicted to the things of God. Addicted. When from one people came to school, we'll go and pick them up. Secondary school. We'll carry them. And those days, from one people used to go to from one when they're about 10, 11, 12 years. Some of them were very young. And we'll carry them from their bed. And we'll march them into the bush to go and pray. Whether you like it or not, we will make you become addicted to prayer, addicted to the things of God. Because listen to me, there are also other seniors who catch these boys and showed them addiction unto marijuana and addiction to cigarette. So we also made, so it was a competition. We two decided that we will not sit down.
Amen.
For the devil to take over the young ones.
Amen.
So we will let them become addicted. So we will collect them. That's the reason why I stood for school prefect.
Amen.
So that as a school prefect of the school, I will make the people addicted.
Amen.
I will draw them and say, let us go to SU.
Amen.
And if SP invites you for SU, you will follow him.
Amen.
Ah, my Daniel, I make sure that my Daniel prefect also was a Christian.
Amen.
So when Daniel prefect is there, he will give you bonus food.
Amen.
My wealth prefect was a Christian.
Amen.
So my wealth prefect will also make sure that you, I mean, the work you are doing, it will not draw you away from God.
Amen.
Addiction. You must become addicted to the house of God.
Amen.
So when it gets to Saturday evening, your heart might be panting. The psalmist said, as the deer panted for the water brew, so
Amen.
My soul panted. My soul panted.
Oh,
when will I go and see the Lord? Just like when you are looking forward to go and see your beloved.
Amen.
Ah, your husband, your wife, you have traveled.
Amen.
And you are looking forward, especially when you travel. Ah, the night before you are coming, you say, oh my goodness, I'm
Amen.
Looking forward to arriving.
Amen.
And you get home, and when you get in there, say, where is my beloved? Where is my wife?
Amen.
Where is my husband?
Amen.
Your heart must become addicted.
Amen.
To the things of God.
Amen.
Addicted to building the house of God.
Amen.
Addicted.
Amen.
When you have money, you want to say, what can I do in the church? The moment you come around, every day you come around and say, what is there that can be done in the church?
Amen.
How can I help my pastor?
Amen.
In what way can I pray for him?
Amen.
Are you here with me?
Amen.
You are not supposed to be a critic, but you are supposed to be a helper.
Amen.
And anybody doing anything is not God.
Amen.
And because he's not God, he may have deficiencies.
Amen.
And that's why God put you around the person.
Amen.
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 Become Amen. Addicted. Some of you are clapping like you are there. Oh yeah. You want to clap, clap. Yeah. I was so addicted to tongues.
Amen.
That when we meet our friend, we greet ourselves in tongues.
Amen.
And there's nothing wrong. Tongues is a language. Then somebody say, Anondele, Alondole, Alondole. You think we are joking? We are not joking. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. How be it in the spirit? He
speaks mysteries.
Speaketh mysteries.
Amen.
You have to learn to be a radical Christian.
Amen.
Not a lukewarm, motro, mojo, kwesia mankwa, Christosum.
Amen.
Kind of person.
Amen.
Sunday morning, wherever you are, you are a Christian.
Amen.
Your boss must know that you are a Christian.
Amen.
Your friends must know that you are a Christian.
Amen.
You are standing for righteousness.
Amen.
You are standing for God.
Amen.
Your money belongs to God.
Amen.
Your strength belongs to God.
Amen.
Your eloquence belongs to God.
Amen.
Your intelligence belongs to God.
Amen.
Your beauty belongs to God.
Amen.
Your honor belongs to God.
Amen.
Everything
belongs to God.
Everything belongs to God.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
The Bible says, what do you have that you didn't receive?
I said, then what?
Ask a friend, what do you have that you didn't receive? Everything is about what? Bishop Oyedepo will say that everything is about receiving.
Amen.
I said,
Amen.
You received.
Amen.
It's by grace.
Yeah,
and you have to give it over to the
man.
Offer it to him. When you have children, everybody with a child, your firstborn belongs to God.
So, baby,
you who doesn't belong to you?
Cuckoo
belongs to God. Present my first daughter. That's why Lady Ku is a pastor. I presented her to God. She belongs to God. God could have easily not given me a child. So those of you who don't want your children to serve, I need my children. I need my father. Oh, you are your children. You are children. Thank God. That he has given you something that you can give back to him. That's why David said, of your own have we given to you. Of your own. Of your own.
Amen.
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 Your firstborn. Anything you get first. That's why your first salary belongs to God. It's not for you to chop.
Amen.
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 First one belongs to God. Second one belongs to your father.
Amen.
Who took care of you? Some of you don't know. You have never given your father an offering. And you must also, the next you must give to your pastor.
Amen.
Who you have been under him. And ministered and received grace under his covering. It's not for a prophet somewhere. If for anybody, not even for anybody who prophesied over you. Before anybody prophesied over you, you have been under a covering.
Amen. Now share Adumbia say. Amen.
I'm not preaching something to you, eh?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. So Sambala and Tobias will come your way.
Say now Sambala and Tobias also everyone.
But you must become addicted.
When you pray,
some of you, little headache, you say, you are not sick. Who told you are sick?
See,
and so you are staying in the house. Get up and take your bath and come bring that thing to the house of God and let that thing come and face God and
Amen.
See whether it will survive.
So pile crap. But one more crap, sorry.
You are nursing. Who told you that every time we come and stand here, we feel so good? When I woke up this morning, it was like somebody has hit my head with something. I was just massaging my head. I said, no, whatever it is, I am coming to preach.
Amen.
Am I not preaching? I'm preaching.
Satan
or that will deceive me with some small thing. And then you are there. Let me stretch a little in my bed. I think the whole week I've been tired. I am tired. Your blessing too will be tired.
Amen.
Rise up. Tell your friend, rise up.
I say, sorry.
Look at the verse 20. Am I preaching here?
Amen.
So, I like it. Don't stop this one. Go back to the New King James. I like the thing over there.
Amen.
So, I answered them and said, the God of heaven will prosper us.
Therefore,
we, his servants, will arise and build. Tell somebody, the God of heaven will prosper us. He didn't say NIB will prosper you. He didn't say Stanbic will prosper you. He didn't say Commercial Bank will prosper you. He didn't say State Insurance will prosper you. He didn't say GES will prosper you. He didn't say America will prosper you. The God of heaven will prosper us. Therefore, we, his servants, are you a servant?
Yeah.
Will arise and
build. Amen. Amen.
We are going to build.
Amen.
We are going to build. I'm going to build for God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And when you build for God, God is going to give you amazing blessing.
Amen. So Amen.
So let me just take you to my last scripture. In Luke chapter 7, verse 1 to 6. There was a Roman soldier. Bible says that when he had concluded all his sayings in the hearing of people, he entered into Capernaum. Verse 2. A certain centurion servant who was dear to him was sick and ready to die. Usually, Romans don't value slaves. They are servants. Who's a servant? Die and go. Is that like dog, piece of dog and die? But this one, he was dear.
Amen.
May you become dear to your boss.
Amen.
Dear to your company.
Amen.
Dear to your institution.
Amen.
Can I have an amen?
Amen.
May you be someone who is very valued from today. I pray the anointing to be valued over your life. May your husband value you.
Amen.
Your wife value you.
Amen.
Your children value you.
Amen.
Your neighbors value you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One day a neighbor told me, he said, Bishop, because you are in this street, we are blessed.
Amen.
And it's true.
I see you're telling your toilet so catching and saying, so important point.
When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, pleading with him to come and heal his servants. And when they came to Jesus, they begged him earnestly, saying that the one for whom he should do this was deserving. Why? Verse 5. For he loves our nation and has built us a synagogue. And because of this, loving our nation, that means that loving the kingdom of God and building a house of God, this man deserves a miracle. So for building, you deserve a nice marriage. You deserve lovely children. Amen.
Amen.
That's why the Bible said the seed of the upright shall be mighty. Wealth and riches shall be in their house. Are you here with me?
Amen.
So when you give yourself to the work of God and you are giving and all those things unto the work of God, you are loving God's nation and building. Because of that, you deserve some blessings.
Amen. And
the Bible says in the verse 6, Jesus went with them. And the centurion, when he met the centurion, he said, you know what, Jesus, don't even come to my house. I'm a man under authority. That means that me, I receive instructions, and people also under me will receive instructions. So you, when you speak, it will happen. And the time that he got to the house, his servant was healed.
Amen.
May anything that needs healing in your life, because of the fact that you are a builder and you are going to give to contribute to the house of God, may the Lord build for you a sure house.
Amen.
Let there be healings.
Amen.
Let there be deliverances.
Amen.
Let there be favor.
Amen.
Let there be breakthrough.
Amen.
Let there be honor.
Amen.
Let there be the supernatural.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
In 1 Samuel 25, 28 and 29, David was going to kill, Laban for you know, misconducting himself, for not helping him when he has helped him. Bible says that don't repay good with evil, or else evil will not depart from your house. And David was going to execute the same. And then Abigail came and said, you know what? You know, we're in 1 Samuel 25, 28 and 29. Abigail told him, said, don't do that, don't do that. He said, forgive the trespass of your maidservant. She even took the trouble on herself. The Lord Jehovah will certainly make for my Lord an enduring house. Do it. I like it in the King James. Because my Lord will certainly make my Lord what? A sure house. Someone say a sure house.
A sure.
Why?
House.
Because my Lord fights the battles of the Lord, and evil has not been found in him all the days. Because, listen to me, because you are fighting the battles of the Lord, God will build for you a sure house.
Amen. Amen.
Sure business.
Sure
marriage. Have you seen Josmon? The man called Josmon, he looks at very similar. When you even see him, you may not recognize him. But he's loaded. He's building the Lord's house. That man, beginning of the year, he made sure that he has put on his calendar the church's programs.
Amen.
Before he puts his own things there, he puts God first. No Amen. Wonder God is also lifting him up.
Amen.
If you honor, he will be honored.
Amen. Yeah. Yeah.
But many of us, we put our own first. And yeah. Where there are some portals, they say, God, okay, I can put you here. Yeah. I'll put you here. You don't put God first.
Amen. He said,
my Lord, because you are fighting the battle, from today, decide to fight the battles of the Lord.
Be
a chorister.
So
be an usher. Be a sanctuary room cleaner. You see, there must be something that God will look at you and say, I need to do this for this gentleman or this lady because of what he's doing in my heart.
Amen.
What is your bargaining chip?
Amen.
What can you say before God that, Lord, you need to come through for me? Because I will serve, not I go to church, not just I'm a Christian, but what is it that you can say before God?
Amen.
What's your bargaining chip? Are you here with me? Yes.
He
said that the Lord will make you a sure house. Because you fight the battles of the Lord. 29, we are finishing with that. A man is risen to pursue you and to seek your soul. But the soul of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of life with the Lord thy God.
Amen.
And the souls of thy enemies, them shall he sling out as out of the middle of a sling. Which means that your enemies who are pursuing you,
Amen.
They'll be shot out of your life.
Amen.
And God will cover you in the bundle of life. You'll be bound in the bundle of the living,
Amen.
The bundle of the blessed, the bundle of the married, the bundle of grandparents, the bundle of people who have nice cars, the bundle of ministers.
Why?
Because you are fighting the battles of the Lord.
Amen.
Soldiers and policemen, they don't get their own accommodation. They call them Abai. We pay for their... Where is the policeman here? Where is
he? Okay, I saw a policeman.
Amen. So when you belong to the family of God, God will take care of you. When you give to the things of God, God will give back to you. Good measure. Pressed down, shaking together, running over. God will touch the hearts of people to come and be a blessing to your life. Can I have an amen?
Amen.
Oh, you missed a place to go.
Amen.
When it got to a time that I wanted to build a house, we were trying to buy land. We bought some land around this greater estate there.
Oh, greater estate in Chemo.
The chief who sold the land to us.
He
was a big thief.
No, you are from four.
Yeah, he's a thief. He instead of printing, he was to printing.
He's not toying.
The witnesses he used were witness who had died in 1979. Ni shitok of fish talk way. I can show the document. She talk way. Tricked us. And sold land. That land even didn't belong to him. Yes. And his son also wanted to come and take money from us. I said, no, me, I don't like quarrel. I don't like this. I don't like
it. Hey, hey.
I said, okay, take
it.
Take
the
yes. No, sir. What, fighting for land? I said, take it.
The
only thing I'll fight for seriously, it is when it comes to the things of God.
But
my personal things, no. I said, take it. When I said take it, then somebody came to me and said, well, I've heard that you lost a piece of land, this, but I've got land somewhere.
Amen.
Yes. Go and take.
Two years,
I'm not going to the place. The person forced the land on me. Never paid a penny. Eh? And not even an ant had ever stepped there. In front of my place was two electricity poles. Those days it was not easy to get electricity. They say two electricity poles, water flowing, everything. No pipeline, everything. And by the grace of God, my road is asphalted. It can only be God.
Amen.
Are you here with me?
Wow.
My architect designed the building for me for free. In addition, he rather was giving me money. The architect, he was blessing me. My architect was giving me money. And he's not a church member. But when you fight the battles of the Lord, God will build for you a sure house. And why? Because anytime they said, we need money for something, I'll get up. I'll go and give. I will sow. I'll get up and sow. I'll get up and go and give. I tell mommy, go and give. Let's give. When you give, there's always a payday.
Amen.
So ladies and gentlemen, as we are building God's house, and physically we are building this church building, you want to make an investment, a sacrificial one.
So you are coming.
And a sacrifice is something that is going to cost you. Some of you have to go and sell some things and then come and give it to other place. Some of you can do one big window, two big windows. You say, I am taking care of this. And God will make your life a beautiful sight. God will make your life a beautiful sight. And this building we are building for you. Amen.
Amen.
So that any day, anytime you can come and pray. You can lie down. That's what put the carpet there. You can fall on there and roll on the ground. And every time we clean it, so when you come, don't worry, you'll be fine. So I want to encourage everybody here.
We show
be a giver.
So they
for the work of God. Build for yourself churches. When you go to Lighthouse, there are even individuals and families who decide to build the whole church building. Say, we have taken to build a whole church. You see, how many people will ever come to your house?
How many people come to my house?
But as by God's grace, I am helping to build God's house. Amen. Many people are coming here.
So say,
you to build the house of God for many people to be blessed.
Amen.
And you'll be blessed out of their blessings.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not out of word, but I'm out of time.
Amen.
The Lord make you a builder of his house.
Amen.
May you give towards the building of his house. And the Lord be gracious unto you. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, yes,
amen.
Amen.
Lift your hand and just talk to God in a minute and say, Lord, help me to become a great contributor in building your house. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, prepare me to be sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true.
Voice and talk to the Lord in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Bakado Shadaba, Liga Zadabo Shadaba, Kadabala.
Tell the Lord, help me to build your church.
Help me to build.
I want to build. I want to build your house. Talk to him. Lord, give me the opportunity.
God, give me the opportunity.
Give me the opportunity.
Give me the opportunity
to be a builder of your house.
Of your house.
In the name of Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
I give you my heart.
I need you my heart.
I give you my soul.
I need you my soul.
I give you my heart and my soul.
I give you my heart.
Have your way in my life.
Have your way in my life.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Say, Lord, I need your help.
God, I need your help.
Give me a heart.
Give me a heart.
Like David.
Like David.
That I shall be affectionate.
That I shall
towards
affect
you.
Towards you.
And your word.
And your word.
And contribute.
And contribute.
Towards the building.
Towards your building.
Of your house.
Of your house.
Have your way in my
have
life. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lift your hand and say, Father, today,
today
I open my heart to you.
I open my heart to you.
Make me a builder,
make me a builder
of your house.
Yes. House.
Noah built for you.
Noah built for you.
And you saved him.
And you saved him.
Moses built.
Moses built.
And your glory came down.
And your glory came down.
When David built.
When David built.
You establish his throne.
You establish his throne.
I ask a God.
I ask a God.
Give me the grace.
Give me the grace.
To build for you.
To build for you.
Visit me.
Visit me.
As I build for you.
As I build for you.
Build for me a sure house.
Build for me a sure house.
Send my story around.
Send my story around.
Make me a candidate.
And make me a candidate.
Of so much blessings.
Of so much blessings.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Before we take our seats, the reason why God wants to build his house is primarily for the salvation of souls. He came to seek and save the lost. You can pass through the church and go to hell. It only takes you receiving Jesus as your Lord and Savior to be saved. And today is a day of salvation. Jesus wants to come into your heart to make you a brand new creation.
If
you are here, you want to give your life to Jesus.
He's
a preacher. I want Jesus to be my Lord and Savior, the King of my life. You want to raise the right hand wherever you are. So we pray with you.
And
he will save you. He's here right now. In the name of Jesus. Can you raise your right hand? Let me pray with you. Wherever you are, don't feel shy. And if you have lifted your hand, just walk to me. I did it some many years ago. And I'm glad I did it. I remember the day, 27 July 1977, 5:30 in the evening, South Awudome Estates. I can't forget it. Today, God also wants to save you. You are like that. In the name of Jesus. Let's all pray this prayer together. Say, Father, thank you for loving me and sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for my sake. I dedicate my life to you. Touch and anoint me. Fill me with the Holy Spirit and use me for the extension of your kingdom. Make me a preacher of the gospel. Anointed vessel of yours. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Wow.